Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The second baseman, Tom Ragland. Batting third. The right fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Ellis. Batting seventh. The DH, Walt Williams. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Milt Wilcox. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The right fielder, Steve Hobley. Batting third. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting eighth. The DH, Gale Hopkins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bevacqua scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Torres. Patek reaches second base with a double. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. Hobley moves to second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into left field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw takes first base on ball 4. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shaw moves to third. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Torres, who is chasing the ball. Bebakwa reaches third base with a triple. Shaw scores. Hopkins goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Torres. Hobley reaches second base with a double. Bebakwa scores. It's 3-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry is walked intentionally. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 0-for-1 in the game. Ragland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ragland moves to second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hendrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Shaw hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Kirkpatrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians nothing. the Royals will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Bebakwa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hopkins moves to third. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Patek strikes out. One out. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hovley is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Will Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Kirkpatrick for a passed ball. Williams moves to second. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 3-1, Royals. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ragland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bebakwa fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-2 in the game. Piniella hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Doug Bird now pitching. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shaw hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Hopkins reaches second base with a double. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Bevacqua bunts towards first. Ellis fields the ball and throws to Wilcox covering. Safe. Hopkins moves to third. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Patek strikes out. Two outs. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-2 in the game. Torres is hit by the pitch. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenas bunts towards third. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Torres moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ragland hits a fly ball into right field. Hobley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a line drive into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilcox covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-3 in the game. Spikes is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 3 in the game. Duncan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kirkpatrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 3 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive towards short. Cardenas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schall takes first base on ball 4. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schall moves to third. Jim Wolford pinch runs for Gale Hopkins. Ed Farmer now pitching. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Bebakwa is called out on strikes. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Patek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Torres. Patek reaches second base with a double. Schall scores. Wolford goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Royals. Tom Hilgendorf now pitching. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hilgendorf fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Schall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss pinch hits for Rusty Torres. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss strikes out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Leo Cardenas. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.